Yeah, okay, let's talk the next figure. Where is really the next segment of this figure? Rishlokish going back to the original sphere between the Mishnah and Makis and the Mishnah by us. Rishlokish Omar, how many Rameri Dom Aleikum Mishalim? Rishlokish doesn't like the. So far we had two Tirutzim, the sphere between the two Mishnahs. Our Mishnah says, Balachaisi is Chayat Knas, the Mishnah Makis is Balachaisi is Leika. So we had Ulus Teres, the Mishalim and Leika. Actually, we had Ulus Teres, the Kamachaisi Nair, Kamachaisi Begeres. That's based on Ulus Shita that ordinarily you're Mishalim Vein Aleikah. If I like, when you have Malkus and Mammon, you're Mishalim Vein Aleikah. Then we had Rav Yochanan's Teres, Kanshi Yisubai, Kanshi Lai Yisubai. It's based on Rav Yochanan's Shita that you're like Vein Mishalim. And now Rish Lakish comes and he says a new Teres. Later on in the Gemara, it's Mavur, the reason why Rish Lakish doesn't like the two Teretzim that we've had so far is he doesn't like Ulus Teres, Pashit, because he holds that you're like Vein Mishalim. Ulus Hol Teres, Kamachis and Nair, Kamachis and Vegeris, is based on the assumption that when you have Malkus and Mammon, if there is Mammon, you're Mishalim Vein Aleikah. So therefore, by a Chayisai Naira, there's Mammon, so there's no Malkus. And the only case we have Malkus is where there is no Mammon, like a Chayisai Begeris. So Rish Lakish says no, the way Rish Lakish holds you like Vein Mishalim. On the other hand, Rish Lakish doesn't like Rav Yochanan's Teres, Kanshi Yisrubai, Kanshi Lo Yisrubai, because Rish Lakish Shishita is, we'll see later on, so just, Rish Lakish Shishita is, that Malkus, that you're like a Ve'ina Mishalim, even if there was no Hasra. Just like we hold that Chayvim Mises, just like by Misu Mammon, we hold that Chayvim Mises Shagigim were also part of me Mammon. Even if there was actually no Chayvim Mises Bepoil, there was no Hasra, it was a Shagig. But even by Shagig Mises Pathis from Mammon, so Rish Lakish holds the same thing as true by Malkus. Malkus of Shagig, a Chayv, if he does something that's Chayv Malkus, even though he was a Shagig, it was like his Shagig, it also Pathis from Mammon. So therefore, according to Rish Lakish, neither of the two Terusim we've had so far, neither Ulus Teretz nor Yechanan's Teretz, are available to Rish Lakish. And therefore, Rish Lakish has to come up with a new Eitzel, how to reconcile when they ever have a Chiyuv Knas. Bekitzer, when they have a Chiyuv Knas, Amerson says, Yechayev Knas. Why Yechayev Knas? The Chiyuv Malkish should part from the Knas. And you can't say he's talking about Shalai Yisrubai, because Rish Lakish holds that doesn't make a difference. Even if it's Lai Yisrubai, but there is a Chiyuv Malkish, Balach Eitzel, the Etzim is a Chiyuv Malkish. It's a Chiyuv Malkish B'shegim. Shalakashal also passes from Mammon. So why, by Bala Chaisi, why in the world would you ever be Chayev? Why would Bala Chaisi ever be Chayev Knas? So therefore, Rishlokesh has to answer that in a Kharami, Lahalocha, you would have to not be Chayev Knas. The Malkus would pat from the Knas. But Amish is going like a mayor with the Mishnah Rakas Tavdala that we've seen already. There are also your Loike Umishalim. He doesn't hold the Kdeir Shosei Pathas, says he can't have Malkus and Mammon. You can have a few Malkus together with a few Mammon. At least when it's Shnei Shemesh, Shnei Shemesh Vyudei Makim, Yulei Tei Teshulma. Well, here it's certainly Shnei Shemesh. Here it's certainly Shnei Shemesh. Frekta Gemar, Ira Meir. Okay, let's see Rashi right away. Hameni, Masnitzin, the Tani Bala, Chayusin, Noisin Knas, Ramei, the Omer Le'el, Leikum Shalom, Shalei Hashem, Shalei Hashem, HaMevi'ei, Lidei Makis, Mevi'ei, Lidei Teshulma. I think Rashi injects that because Rashi, what point is saying? Here also it's two Shemesh. The chiyuv for bala chayisli and the chiyuv knas have nothing to do with each other. This is the parsha of knas. Hamikra hamavili de makas is bala chayisli. Erevas chayisli leis agala is not the same mikra that's mavili de knas. So coins are mayor. Therefore, you could be like u mashalim. Fact gemar. Ira mayor. I feel a bit anami. If we're going like a mayor that you like u mashalim because like Hashem hamavili de makas mavili de tashlumin. So why by bitoy, the next Mishnah says that by bal bitoy, the Tan agrees that you're potter from knas. Because the chiyuv misa bitoy patas from the chiyuv knas. But according to Meir, at least by Shnei Shemus, we say that he's like a mishalim. So the Gemara thinks that the same way he's like a mishalim according to Meir, he should be mesa mishalim according to Meir. Says Rashi, if you'll bitan ami, the mikdal alo, lishlim, da le sir le Meir, the potter mishum drabimine. By maitan al masinsin, a bal bitoy potter min a knas. You know, it's hard to understand. What's the Gemara having to do? What does one thing have to do with the other? What does Malkus and Mammon have to do with Misa and Mammon? It's two different parashas in Torah. The chiyuv of the din of Malkus and Mammon, that's learned out from Kedayish also. The din of Misa and Mammon is learned out from Loya also. The Gemara is going to say in them. The Gemara is about to say that a mayor is a Loikum Shalom, Isle Mesum Shalom, Leslie. It's not the same. So the Gemara is having to know that according to a mayor, that you're not Loikum Shalom, so who then you're not, that, excuse me, according to a mayor, that you could be Loikum Shalom. So the Gemara thinks that by the same token you ought to be Mesa Mishalim. What does one thing have to do with the other? Bechal. Not so clear. Perhaps not so clear. Says the Gemara, "Bechi tema." The obvious, "Bechi tema." Meir loykum shalom misle, meisum shalom lesle. Says the Gemara, maybe like I'm saying, maybe it's not the same. Just because Rameir holds it, you loykum shalom, he doesn't hold the kedera shosso. He bought this from Mammon, but by misum Mammon, maybe it, Rameir agrees that by misum Mammon, he say kimli drabine. This is a maskon, really. This is what the Gemara is going to come out. But the Gemara asked him that, "V'loy, is that true?" "V'hatayi," but we learned in the Braisa. "Gon of a tovach b'shamas, gon of a tovach lavidus kichavim, gon of shor aniskel utvachay, mishalim tashlumi dal v'hei divir ameir v'chachamim paitrim." So it says in the Braisa that if somebody was gon of a tovach b'shamas, so it's chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa, or he's gon of a tovach lavidus zor, so the shechita is mechayiv misa, or he's gon of shor aniskel. That's a different issue. We'll see later. But a couple of the first two we're busy with right now. Gon of a tovach b'shamas. And Gon of a Tovach Levet Azara, but Meir says that he's Chayiv Dalavei, and Chacham says that he's Potter. Pasha Tovach B'Shabbos, Yikichiv Misa, V'chein Levet Az Kichovim. So Gemara thinks that the issue is that it's Meisum Mishalim. That's why Chacham says Potter, because it can't be Meisum Mishalim. And then Meir says that you're Chayiv, presumably that's from Meir Shita, you are Meisum Mishalim. So you see that Meir holds, the same way Meir holds you like a Mishalim, Meir apparently holds that you're Meisum Mishalim. Let's see Rashi. Next Rashi. Shor Niskel. L'kam and Parah Choli Shom Amidi. The Gemara is going to ask by Shor Niskel, how can you be chayiv dal v'hei for a shechting a Shor Niskel? According to the Meir, it's Le Shom Amidi. Gemara's Lashon Gemara is different. Gemara's Lashon by Shor Niskel is Lav Didehu. That's a little bit of a shana from the Lashon Gemara. More in the bottom of the medallion says Lav Didei. Gosh, it's Mishana that it's Leshov Amidi.
Is it impossible to own something which is
what?
Is it impossible to own something which is
good? Oh, so it's really totally in a very big issue, which we're gonna, I think we'll just leave it to the bottom of the medallion, and that is can you own Yisuri? I know that's a big machlokes Yishayim. It's a mitzvah b'Torah all by itself. So we'll see. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit in the medallion. Right. For the time being, we'll just flag it. Can't do everything at once. The Rashi Mishana from the Gemara. The Gemara says Lavdi Day, and Rashi says that it's Leshova Midi. This is the sign for the time being was Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Hey. The Gemara talks about a lulav of Arlo, which is also Asubana. If it's Lachem, the Gemara says not Lachem, and Rashi there also is because Leshova Midi. It doesn't say because he can't only Surah, not because Leshova Midi. Yeah, I mean, already, you know, when it has machshavas, maybe Rashi holds you could only surrender. No, so why is it? What does the Gemara mean? Lavdi day. What it means, but it has no shavis. So what's there? What are you being lavdi about? Okay, but anyway, that's for later on. Says the Gemara. So going back to our program. So that's the Gemara's kasha. You see there at Meir holds like you're Meisum Mishal. It's up to Gemara. Ha'itmer alo says no, you have wrong shot because ha'itmer alo Amr Rav Yankin. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Lo, Bechol Chaburoso, Mishmeid, Rabbi Yechanan, Amri. I'm not quite sure how to read the written names over here. Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Others say Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Shlakish. That what? The Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Lo, Bechol Chaburoso said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. How could that be? How could Rabbi Yaakov say in the name of Rabbi Yechanan? That Rabbi Lo, that Rav Avin, Rabbi Lo, and Kol Chavrusa said in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Maybe only Rish Lokit. Maybe I'm punctuating wrong. Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yechon. That's one possibility. Or Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amr Rish Lokish. Rav Avin, Rabbi Lo, and Kol Chavrusa said in the name of Rabbi Yechon. So ultimately, it all goes back to Rabbi Yechon. Yeah, that's supposed to be the right shot. Okay. Anyway, they also Ami B'Tovei Chalidei Acher. Then in Ami, the case of the Brisa. That he was Tovach B'Shabbos, that he was Tovach B'Lavadazara, is not where he was Tereich himself. He was Tereich himself, he would be Chayav Misa, and it would be Kimel Yudravni, or Meir wouldn't say that he's Chayav Dalad Vehei. And Meir agrees that Meisum Shalom is a spot. Just give me 1 second, let me just finish the line. Tereich Ali Deacher. Yeah, it's talking Ali Deach Shliach. All right, no, we'll pick it up. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. I've been coming to Yitzhakon now for many, many years. It didn't used to be that way. I think I mentioned last year the scales have shifted. Now about 85% or more of the money we sent to Israel comes from Yitzchak Ochon and its alumni. Some of these professionals, attorneys, and doctors, they used to be Bokrim when I first started. Now they help greatly. We distribute money to over 400 families in Eretz Yisrael on Purim, and we make sure that it's daytime here, after sunrise here, the afternoon there. Yotzeh, Matzonos, and Beonim with all the Yudurim. The reason I'm involved is because it's absolutely honest. We check out the needs of the families, and as they wish, so is the stipend we give them. And every single cent that you give goes to them. Their expenses that are incurred in getting the money there, more so now than they used to be, does not come out of this money. It comes out from separate money. If you give a dollar, that dollar goes there. These are poverty-stricken people. The Rambam says, I know the Hilchos Megillah, that it's mutav to be marbe and matanas of yonim rather than sudas purim and mishloach monos. He says, ein simcha gedol mefora, elo l'sameach, to be sameach, these kind of people are niyim, yisomim, almonos, and there are never yisomim almonos amongst them. In Gerim, these are not in the mainstream of life. Frustrated people, hard burdens in life. If you saw them, you'd want to assist them. I appeal to you, whatever you can do now, do whatever you can do subsequently. If you get the money, Ernesto Schachter is a personal friend of mine. He calls me up, Motzor Tanis Esther, whatever money he has in hand or has been committed to him by that time, will lay out the funds in Eretz Yisrael. Checks can be made out to my Schultz Charity Fund for tax purposes. That's Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. And we'll see to it that the money gets to Eretz Yisrael. I appeal to you, please do whatever you can. It's a lot of money that we have to send. Over 400 families, to each family something significant, you figure out, multiply it, it comes out to a lot of money. Unless people help us, we can't do it. If we chas v'shom don't get what we'd like to get, then we either have to cut down on the number of families, which we hope we won't have to do, or lessen the amounts, which is also we don't want to do, very undesirable. I appeal to you, whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do that too. Used to be very uncomfortable for me to walk in the middle of the shiur. And I've been doing this so often, it's less uncomfortable.
Where's your shop?
Cleveland.
Just coming to the day?
Yeah, I think my granddaughter just got married. So I'm from there, she was here.
So again, so the Gemara says that it's talking about, the Brice is talking about b'tavech al yedei acher, that somebody else did the tvicha. So Mela, there's no problem accumulated. There's no problem here of accumulated rabbinate because the mshaleach, the ganav, is not chayiv misa. He didn't do anything that's mechayiv misa. But he's still chayiv valid v'hei. In fact, the Gemara. So, and that's Pshat and Rameir. We'll see in a minute what's Pshat and Rabbanah, but that's Pshat and Rameir. Somebody else was Teveach and he becomes Chayav Dalad Vehei. How could it be Zech Chayav Vizem is Chayav? So what's the Kasha? Says Rashi, V'chi Shliach Chayav V'shliach V'shaleach M'shayav Knas, the Dalad, the Arbo V'chamisha, V'chayim Lund B'kiddushin, Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera. Where is it in Kiddushin? There's no Shliach L'dvar Avera. Why is there no shlichus d'var avera? So, Poshup Shat, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that it's a svar, d'virav 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 mishaymim. D'virav 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 mishaymim. What does it mean, d'virav 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 mishaymim? So Rashi says in Bava Metzi and Daf Yud, do we have a Bava Metzi here? All these piles of things? I have to know. The Amrinale, Rashi Lashon there is, it's going to see that you know the base. The Amrinale, Divrei Harav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishayimim, Vele Ahoyo Loi Lasveis. So who's the Amrinale? To whom are we talking? The Amrinale, we say to him, Divrei Harav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishayimim, Vele Ahoyo Loi Lasveis. So who's the Amrinale? To whom do we say this? To the Shliach. Pashat and Rashi, we say to the Shliach, Divrei Harav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishayimim, Vele Ahoyo Loi Lasveis. You shouldn't have done it. Taisus Harosh, here Rav Mitzia has a different lashon. He says that divrei Harav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishayimim, and therefore sover shelo yishmalay. The Meshaleach doesn't think the Shliach is going to listen. They do in Paiskim these two lashonos are floated around. What's divrei Harav, divrei Tam? Is it addressed to the Shliach? The Shliach shouldn't have listened, or is it addressed to the Meshaleach? Sover hoyo shelo yishma. Yeah, we'll talk later about what that means exactly, what it's dependent on. Just to know that there's these two lashonos. For the time being, Pashu Shad, I think the way it's usually understood. Machshavas maybe otherwise, but the Pashu Shad is that it lacks in the tzivui. That the Mishaleach, you can't say the Shliach is doing al pi the tzivui of the Mishaleach, because lehoyo leishmaeh. You can't say he's a mitzvah. A shliach is a mitzvah. He's doing al pitzivi am shliach. If he's not a mitzvah, lehoyo loy l'shmaya. Oymim loy. Divrei Harav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishayimim. You shouldn't have listened. So you say you're not a mitzvah. Well, if I can't, we say to the mishaleach, or the mishaleach says, Sava yisishalei yishma. I was mitzavim. The mitzvah was a joke. I didn't really mean to be mitzavim. I didn't think he's going to do it. So it lacks in the mitzara mitzavim. Again, Kalmar, I'm not sure that that's the real shot, but that's how it's usually understood. That these are issues in the tzivli, in the chalos of the tzivli. Is the tzivli chal when it's against the tzivli of the Talmud, the Mishaleach chal when it's against the tzivli of the Rav? The Rav must have a loy, don't do it. And the Talmud said do it, so it lacks in the tzivli. It doesn't have it. It lacks in the koyach hametzav. Let's say for the time being, that's let's say a working assumption. That's the pashup shot. Yeah, so that's so the Maris over here. Yes, v'chizeh chayitiv zeh mizchayim. Strange lashon b'em. Zeh chayitiv zeh mizchayim. Should say divrei Harav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishayim. Ein shliach v'dar aver. Right here is a strange lashon. V'chizeh chayitiv zeh mizchayim. What do you mean? It's not impossible. Should be zeh chayitiv zeh mizchayim. If there would be shlichus, would be zeh chayitiv zeh mizchayim. But there's no shlichus because divrei Harav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishayim. So the lashon of the Maris is a little bit strange to me. V'chizeh chayitiv zeh mizchayim. It's not conceivable that one guy should be chayti and somebody else should be mischayim. Why not? To the extent that there would be shlichus, it would be zeh chayti v'zeh mischayim. In those cases where there would be shlichus, it's taka zeh chayti v'zeh mischayim. Elamai, there's no shlichus. Why is there no shlichus? Because it lacks in the tzivit, divrei Harav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishayim. The ring over here, zeh chayti v'zeh mischayim, is some amash, but it can't be zeh chayti v'zeh mischayim. That's the problem. It could be, if we would have shlichus, it could be zeh chayti v'zeh mischayim. Only thing is, we have reasons why we don't think the shlichus is there. Because divrei Harav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishayim, lehoyo loy l'shmaya. So it lacks in the tzivui, if that's the pshat. Yeah, we'll see going forward. Back upon him, it needs it seems to me to be somewhat strange. V'chizeh chayitiv zeh mizchayim. So our answer is Omer Rav, Omer Achmano, b'tvachi amachoy, ma mechir al yidei acher, atfich al yidei acher, v'er b'shmoltono, oy l'rabbis tashlich, v'chezki t'ana tachas l'rabbis tashlich. So we have a special Xeris HaKosov by Tovah, by Tfichel Mechira, that Mechira is al yidei acher, and therefore it can be done through Shlichus. You could be sent somebody as a Shlich to be Tavech, and you become Chayef, the Gana becomes Chayef Dal Behe. The Gemara in Kiddushin asks, so why don't we learn after me to call it Tarakulat, the Shlichus Dvar Behe? If we have here a Pasuk to the Rishlichus Dvar Behe, so let's learn out here to call it Tarakulat. So the Gemara says, because this is not the only exception, there's three exceptions, Ben, so we have Shlichus Dvar Behe. One is Tvicha Mechira. I mean, Tvicha really. But one is Tvicha. And the other one is... The other one is Me'ila. Me'ila, we learn out Chet, Gdereshava Chet Mitruma. Just like Truma can be done Alidei Shlichus. So too Me'ila can be done Alidei Shlichus. And the third one is... Anybody know? What's the third one? Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad also... I think we're going to have to call Dvar Pesha, Filu Dibur. We also have Psalim that Shlichus Yad could also be Alidei Shliach. So the Gemara says, Shlishik Suvan Bon Kecha, that's already not Malamdin. So therefore, we can't learn out from here to Kolot HaRakulim. Kolot HaRakulim, it reverts to that there's no Shlichus Ladvar there. And that's the way. So that's the halacha. Ein shlich l'darbe, with these three exceptions: shlichas yad, tficha, and meila. You should know there's also just the idea. I don't know. We're going to be busy with it, but just to know the idea that there's a teisa shans in Bab Mitzvah and Daf Yud. Also there in Daf Yud Amidei, it's one of the one of the main sugyas of shlichas l'darbe. The teisa shans says that after the Gemara says that the shlichas from blank echad. That is shloishik zim v'im keichad and ain melamdin, so we don't need anymore the story of divrei rabbi, divrei tam, and divrei mishayim, because now the Torah is megala that only in these cases is the shlichus l'dvar there. As he understands, I think it's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in several places. When we say if the shloishik zim shneiksim, the Gemara has a shaila. We have all these rules shneiksim v'im keichad ain melamdin. The Gemara says there is a madama the shneiksim v'im keichad are melamed, but shloishik zim v'im keichad are for sure not melamed. So machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in many places. But when we say shneiksim v'im keichad are not melamed, does that mean that they're not melamed? Finished. They're not melamed, so it's neutral. You can't know anything about anything else because you can't extrapolate from shneiksim v'im keichad. But maybe it's even stronger than that. Shneiksim v'im keichad are melamed that not. Because what's the logic of shneiksim v'im keichad? Ordinarily, you have a binyan up. The Torah said in one place, let's say by tevehech. The Torah said the shlichus d'var v'er. So from here we can learn out a generalization that in kol haTorah kulo the shlichus d'var v'er. So we say no, but then why did Torah have to say it again by Me'ila? Why did Torah have to say it again by Shlichas Yad? Why did Torah keep having to say that in these places there is Shlichas Advar Avera? If there's always Shlichas Advar Avera, say it once, now I'll know there's always Shlichas Advar Avera, and stop there. The fact that the Torah keeps saying it over and over again tells me that you can't extrapolate from here. So Tosfos Shan says that it's more than that. Now the Torah says three times that there is Shlichas Advar Avera, that's an indication that generally speaking there's not Shlichas Advar Avera. Because otherwise Torah wouldn't have to say times that there is. And therefore, it says the Tosfos Shas, "Lenu Maskan, you don't eat Divrei Avi, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishayim." It's only in the Gemara initially the Kiddushin thought it's Divrei Avi, Divrei Tam. He says, "Lenu Maskan, it has nothing to do. It's Exeris Hakosov that there's no Shlichus Advar there." He uses that to answer Akasha. The Gemara of Mitzia has there's a Mandomer of Mitzia, which we'll also be busy with, that says that you only say Ein Shlichus Advar there if the Shlich is a Bar Chiyuva. So, for example, let's say a Kohen sent the Yisrael to him in Mekadosh Yerusha. So the Yisrael doesn't have an incident in Mekadosh Yerusha. So the Gemara says, according to, I think it's Ravina over there, according to Ravina, in that case there would be Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. Because the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva in the Aveira of a Kohen in Mekadosh Yerusha. So you could, a Kohen who sent the Yisrael as a Shliach to him in Mekadosh and Yerusha, the Kohen will be over the lab of Gusha L'Yikachu. Ask the Tosfos Shas, in Divrei Avi Divrei Tam, what's the difference? The Yisrael still shouldn't have listened. He's being machshel kain b'daveira. It's like Taisel. They also ask the kasha. A lot of people, Mishayim, ask the kasha over there. The divrei avi divrei lachar. You can still say divrei avi divrei talmud divrei mishayim. Maybe the Yisrael's not mitzuvah in the avera of gushul leikachu, but he's certainly mitzuvah like in lifneivah like sit the michshel. Yisrael had no business divrei avi divrei talmud divrei mishayim. He should not have been involved in being mekadosh a gusha to a kain. Says it so. The Mishayim discussed this. Taisel, other Mishayim. Says the Tosfos Shas, it's not a kasha. Divrei Avi Divrei Tam Mishayim is only a halamino. The maskon, it's Exeris Hakosuv, and Exeris Hakosuv perhaps is only said by a Bar Chiyuva, not by an Bar Chiyuva. It's a chesita mechudeshes this Tosfos Shas. Anyway, just to know after your education. So, in fact, the Gemara, mask of the Mazutra, Mika Midi Di Loavi Iloi Mechayev. How could it be? We're still within Rameir. According to Rameir, you send the shliach to be tevech mecher, so you chayev dalad vehe, because you were mechal Shabbos. He was mechal Shabbos. But if you would, and you sent him to be tevech, he was tevech on Shabbos. So since you weren't mechal Shabbos, so there's no cumulative rabbinate. In fact, Mazutra. But if the ganav would have shechted on Shabbos, he would not be chayev dalad vehe, because it would be. So how could it be that the Meshaleach, if he shechts on Shabbos, is not Chayav Dalad Vehei, and then he sends a Shliach, and now through the Shliach, the Meshaleach is Chayav Dalad Vehei? How could that be? Says Rashi, what's the Kasha? Ovid Yuloi Mechayav, Don Mikdal. Rashi doesn't explain too much. Poshup Shad and Gemara, because we have always a rule, Shluchas Lodom Kimoisoi. You can't then send a Shliach to do something you can't do yourself. Suddenly you don't have a kayak to do yourself, you can't send the shliach to do. So here you don't have a kayach, the Stagana doesn't have a kayach to shecht on Shabbos and to be chayav dalavei. So how could he send a shliach to be tevech on Shabbos and to be chayav dalavei? So the Gemara says, not a kash at all. You says the Gemara, you love mishum delay mechayav, el mishum dekimulev yirahamine. He's also chayav vishecht. The misa patas, but be'etzim he has a chiyuv. Says Rashi, la mishum delay mechayav hu. The chiyuv aram yalei, el mishum dekimulev yirahamine. He is chayav. He has the chiyuv. It's just kimulev yirahamine. So mimela, it's that for that kind of thing, you can send a shliach. The lashon of Rashi is talking mashum that he's chayav v'poil. Not just that he would have been chayiv if it wouldn't have been Shabbos. The Lashon Rashi is mashmid. If the Ganav would shecht on Shabbos, he would be chayiv. But it just came later on in it. That's reminiscent to Rashi where? From Metzia. I asked him. Remember, Rashi Shita is that even when you had Kim later on but he toughest like Mav Kim in it. It's really a chayiv. Even in the Adam is a chayiv. Just based and can't collect it. So if he Rashi, the Gemara over here, Rashi, that's a Rashi, reads that into this Gemara. If the Ganav would shecht on Shabbos, he would also be chayiv dalene. We couldn't collect it from him because. But for Etzim, he will be chayav. So maybe the shliach, al yidei shliach, he's also chayav. Tais is tackling him, chatting him a little bit differently. Maybe Tais is l'shitosim. Tais is l'shitosim. Tais is l'shitosim. We'll get to it. Okay. So up to Gemara. Yibu tevech al yidei achai, mait hamayi der abonu, the patri. So if that's the case, that he was tevech al yidei achai, so why did the abonu patr? Says the Gemara, man chacham rab shimri do mashkita shein ri yoloish mashkita. That Chacham Pater for a different reason. The reason why Chacham Pater by Tomach for Shabbos and by Tomach Lavid Zorah is nothing to do with Kimli Rabbani. There's nothing to do with Rabbani over here. The Mishalech wasn't Mechal Shabbos. The Mishalech wasn't Ovid Avid Zorah. The reason why Chacham Pater is for an extraneous reason. Because they hold that a Shechit on Shabbos or a Shechit Lavid Zorah, but Etzim is not a Shechit because it goes to Kab Shimon that Shechit to Shein Ruyo Lashmo Shechit. Shim Perk Meruba, Kisidam, Lois of Espinai. Okay, and then he starts another, we'll pick that up later. Yeah. So how does Rambam bring this halacha? Rama says in Gimel, Perek Gimel Hilchos Kinei Valach Avav. Also shliach lishchet loy. V'shochet loy again. Also shliach lishchet loy. He sent a shliach. It's talking about the Ganav. The Ganav sent a shliach to shecht. V'shochet loy hashliach v'shabbos. And the shliach went and he shechted on Shabbos. Hare Ganav chayev et hashlumi abo v'chamish. The Ganav is chayev and dalek v'hei. Shreize haganav loy also avoin misas basin because the ganav didn't do a chiyuv misa, so there's no kimulei rabbanei. Ayes al yidei shlichus karbiyano shashreichet al yidei shliach chayiv b'tashlumin. And we know that you can there's a shliach l'dvar aver to be chayiv b'alavei. So the mishul melech is medayik in the Rambam. Also shliach lishchet loy v'shochet loy hashliach b'shabbos. The Rambam doesn't say that he sent the shliach to shecht on Shabbos. The Lashon Rambam is also a shliach lishchet. The Ganav sent the shliach to shecht any day of the week, and then the shliach went and he shechted on Shabbos. Says the Rambam, the mishaleach, the Ganav is chayev dalad vehei. But the Rambam is careful, says the Mishnah Melech, not to write that he sent a shliach to shecht on Shabbos, because. In fact, if the Ganav sent the Shliach to Shecht on Shabbos, then the Shliach would be Potter. Because then the Shlichus here would not only would be for two Averis. The Shlichus would be for the Aver of Tvicha Mechira, of Tvicha, of being Mishtarash Bechet, of a Tesefis and the Chet of Neva. But would also be a Shlichus for Chil Shabbos. The shlichus of dvar aveira for tvicha, ma tvicha ma mechira. We have exer sakosu that the shlichus of dvar aveira for the aveira of gneva, of being tavech a gneva. But there's no shlichus to dvar aveira for chilul Shabbos. So memela the shlichus will be batal, and by shliach and the mishalech would not be chayav dal aveira either. And he points out, says the Mishnah Melech, that the Rambam is l'shitosoi, because the Rambam writes this way beferish in Perek Zayin Hilchas Me'ilah Halacha Beis, where the Rambam is talking about the other, one of the other exceptions to shlichus l'dvar aveira, namely Me'ilah, that you can have Me'ilah yidei shliach as well. So the Rambam over there writes, they have a lush in somewhere in my what I have here. Exactly. Says the Rambam, by med dvarim amurim, shoyu hachatichos, the pieces of meat that the Rambam is talking about over there, mikotche bedek habayis, avalam hoyu boser oyla v'chayotze boy. But if the thing in which he was mail was boser oyla, loy moal ela ha'echel b'lvad, then there's no shlichus, and only the shliach is mail, but not the mishaleach. Sheru chayev be'iser acher yeser ala me'ilo, because there's another iser besides me'ilo mixed in. In Kol HaTorah Kula, the rule is that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Ela v'Me'ila Levada, only by Me'ila alone, so is Arev Ima Iser Acher, where there's no other Iser mixed in. But if mixed into the Me'ila, there's another Iser of eating Basar Oila. And eating Basar Oila is apparently a separate Iser from the Iser of Me'ila. I have to determine what the Iser is, but let's say for the time being, kol tia leisei ochel, that anything that's kol ishim, we're not allowed to eat. Let's say for the time being, that's not so pasha. But there's some iser acher mixed in over here. So it says the Rambam, when you have an iser acher mu'urabai, then there's no then it destroys the whole shlichus. Says to the Mishamel, so gavalik, the Rambam lishitosu. The Rambam holds that even though by me'ilo the shlichus is the varavera, but only when there's no iser acher mu'urabai, but if there's an iser acher mu'urabai, then the shlichus is destroyed. So who didn't buy Pleilech for Shabbos? If you would send the Shliach to Shechtan Shabbos, so there'll be an Isser Achem Uruboi, the Shlichus would not only be for Tvicha, the Shlichus would be for Chil Shabbos, so then we would say, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So therefore the Rambam was careful to set up the case. No, he sent the Shliach to be Tvicha Dal Vehe, to be Tvicha, to be Tvicha Nigneva. And he didn't say a word to him about Chil Shabbos. So he's not a Shliach for Chil Shabbos. The Chil Shabbos the Shliach did on his own. So that has nothing to do with the Shlichus. So Mele doesn't, that already doesn't disturb the Shlichus. That kind of Mishlo Melech says the Mishlo Melech is gevaldik, the Ram is l'shitosoi, and it's very good. Frek the Mishlo Melech on the tour. The tour in Hilchas Gneva, when he quotes the Rambam about Sholach Shliach, that he sent the Shliach, so the tour writes, what Simon is the tour? Mishlo Melech brings him. What?
Shinnun.
The tour quotes the Rambam. Im osa shliach lishchot lei b'shabbos, v'ya shliach shochot b'shabbos, kosev harambam shu chayev. So the tour says b'shem the Rambam that he sent the shliach to shechtan Shabbos, and the shliach shechtan on Shabbos says the Rambam that he's chayev. Says the Mishnah, hey, that's not what it says in the Rambam. And P, it can't be what it says in the Rambam, because see from the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah that the Rambam tackles that it's not true, that if there's an iser achem uraboy, then the shlichus breaks apart, the shlichus breaks down. Yes, yeah, so that's the kasha of the Mishnah Melech's kasha. The emphasis is that the Chayyim point out. I think the Sois brings it. That the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and the Bava Kamma says beferish like the Torah. That if he sent a shliach to Shecht, I think there's someone Yom Kippur. So the Rambam says that the shliach is Dvar Veir and he's Chayav Dal Veir. So they say, says the, I think this part the Ksais brings. Yes, the Ksais bring the Pirush Mishnayos. The Chayyim bring this Pirush Mishnayos. Where's the Ksais? Anybody remember? Kuf Tzadik something? Great Tzadik Beis. Yeah, he doesn't. No, I'm sorry. The Ksais doesn't bring it. The Chayyim bring it to Mishnah Melech. It's that it's a Pirush Mishnayos. Pirush Mishnayos is the fairest like the Torah. Bayern. The Rambam appears to be nice, but we'll come a pair of Zion. She costs it, he brings it around the bottom. Omnam Yishchai Vidal Vaheki, she yitin Lizulosa, Lishchet Le Beyoma Kippurim. It's Master Rambam, he told him to Shech the Yom Kippur. Yeah, there's not a chimis, it's a chimatis. What's the difference? There's a niceness in the Sachamur, but. Yeah, the chomer of the chit doesn't matter. We're not talking about Kimmer Dabane, we're talking about Shtichs of Arver. So there's an Aver of Yom Kippur, Murba. Yeah, so they said, so the time is not only the tour, the time it's a steer in the Rama. So that's the Shaila. How to reconcile these two suffering. The truth is, in a way, we have a choice. You know, if we want, we could say it's a Taka Machaikas. Machaikas the Rama in the tour. Even the tour said Kosova Rama, but maybe it was laughed after. The main halacha says in Rama, but this extra Knechev at Shabbos, maybe that's the tour himself. Or maybe the tour meant Kosova Rama in the Perish Mishnayas. Maybe the Rama was Chazer from the Perish Mishnayas to the Yad. But Akapon, most Achayim don't want to say that. They want to be Miyashiv, this stira. On the one hand, the Rama says by Me'ilah that if there's an Isacha Me'urabai, so then there's no shlichus dvar vera. And on the other hand, here by Teveach, the Torah quotes the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis himself said the way, that if he sent the shlich, even if he sent the shech on Shabbos, so you still say that the shlichus is valid, he's still chayav dalad ben. It's not, by the way, it's not meduyik in the Rambam against the Torah. Maybe you could say, oh, the Rambam's meduk against the Torah. If the Rambam held like the Torah, that even if he made the shliach to shecht on Shabbos, there's still shlichus advar vera, so the Rambam should have said that. Also, shliach lishchid leib Shabbos, the way the Torah quotes the Rambam. Well, maybe in Torah it's meduk that it's. Maybe in the Rambam's meduk against the Torah. I don't think that's really such a. First of all, I don't know, maybe it's a different gish in the Rambam, but also I don't think it's meduik in the Torah again, in the Rambam against the Torah. The Rambam is not talking about that. The need in the Rambam, what the Rambam wants to tell me is the halach of kimli derabine, that the fact that the shliach has kimli derabine doesn't affect the mishalech. The Rambam here is not talking about chidushim nilchas shlichas advar vera. So the Rambam is quoting the Gemara that if the shliach had kimli derabine, that doesn't affect the mishalech, and we don't say mika midi l'mashal. You know, the mishalech couldn't shecht on Shabbos and mechayev dalavei. How can he make a shliach? So we say no. What is the mishalech? So like the Gemara says. So the Rambam is talking in Hilchas Kimmel Rabbanei. So what the Rambam wants to tell me is if the Mishalech said anything about Shabbos, didn't say anything about Shabbos, that's not on the Rambam's agenda. But Lemaisa, you see from the Rambam in Hilchas Me'ilah that if there's an Israach Murabai, the Shlichus is bottle. And the Torah says in there, it says that if the Rambam holds, the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis Taka holds, that if there's an Israach Murabai by Tvicha, the Shlichus is not bottle. So how can we reconcile these two psalkim of the Rambam? The Kitzur, and this is many, a lot of Torah on this, to reconcile these two, what seems to be a steer in the Rambam. And from the discussion of this Rambam, a lot of very fascinating things are generated. So I'm going to talk through a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. The Ksois says a Teretz. The Ksois says a Teretz is based on a Marit. The Marit had a different question entirely. This theory in the Rambam, the Marit is not addressing. The Marit had a Samadik in the Rambam. The Rambam said in Hilchas Me'ilah, I quoted to you a minute ago. The Rambam said that b'chol ha'Torah kulo ein shliach l'dvar avera ela b'me'ilah levado shliach arba dover acher. So the Marit read the Rambam to be saying in chol ha'Torah kulo shliach l'dvar avera only by me'ilah levado. Me'ilah is the only thing and the only place in the Torah we have shliach l'dvar avera. Yes, the Marit, it's not true. There's three places in the Torah where you have shlichus l'dvar avera. It's not only me'ilu levado. How can the Rambam say? Again, it's that Rambam in the Perek Zayin of me'ilu. Bechol ha'Torah kula ein shlich l'dvar avera elo b'me'ilu levado. Shlichus arav yimo yisaracha. Says the Marit. You see, what does that mean? Only by me'ilu this ain't shlichus l'dvar. Only by me'ilu shlich l'dvar avera. the shliach levar vera by shlichus yad, and the shliach levar vera by tficha. It's not only b'meila levada. Okay, so first of all, before we go any further, is that really, do you think that's a deal? Is a deal in the Rambam muchach? You don't have it in front of you. I'll read you the Rambam again. U'bechol ha-toyra kulo, ein shliach levar vera, elo b'meila levad. And the Rambam is talking about a case where you sent a shliach to be mail, but there was another isser also because it was basar oila. So you have this extra isser of whatever. So there says the Rambam, in that case, there's no, the shliach is chayv, the shliach is breaks down. He says the Rambam, because b'chol ha-toyra kulo, ein shliach levar vera, elo b'meila levado, shlo yisar v'ima yisar acher. So the Marit understood that he's saying, in kol ha-toyra kulo, there's no shliach levar vera, only by me'ila. It's the only exception to the rule. In fact, there are just two other exceptions. Is the deal your deal?
You have to read it as levada means it takes case of the which is something else.
Right.
But still, the elo would be strange.
No, so you're ready to take two steps. The first step is, other chayim say, it's hakanat meduk in the Rambam at all. When the Rambam says elo b'me'ilu levada, he does not mean that Mi'il is the only exception to the rule and the Ram somehow ignored Shlichus Yad and Tficha. The Ram is talking about the case at hand. You sent the Shlich to be Mo'il, but besides being Mo'il, he's also going to be Eichel Basar Oila, which is a separate Aver. Says the Ram, in that case, the Shlichus breaks down. Why? Because the Cholat HaRakulu, the rule is, of course there are exceptions, but the rule that we have to apply, the general rule is, that in Cholat HaRakulu, Ein Shlich Levar Aver. Except in Mi'il Levada, it doesn't mean Me'ila is the only exception, there are no other exceptions. It means Me'ila is only an exception when it's Me'ila alone. But if superimposed on the Me'ila, you also have an Isra of Eichel Basar Oila, for example, then we don't say that the Shlichus is Devar Vera. So when the Rambam says Me'ila Levada, doesn't mean Me'ila is the only case that's an exception. Me'ila Levada means pure Me'ila with no other Avera mixed in. Bechol HaTayra Kula, the rule is, Ein Shlichus Devar Vera. Ela B'Me'ila Levada, unless it's pure Me'ila, Shelo Yis'arav Ima Yis'achir. The levada is connected to the shlo yisar v'ima yisar acher. It has to be a pure me'ila with nothing else mixed in. Shlo yisar v'ima yisar acher without any other isser. But here it's not me'ila levada, it's me'ila plus eichel basar oila. Well, after eichel basar oila, then we revert to the general rule of kol ha-toyra kulo, then shlo yichel v'ar vera. So the marit's diuk is the chora, not a very strong diuk altogether. There's another dik that they have. There's a Rambam later in Me'ila, I think in Perek Tes. In Hilchos Me'ila, Rambam talks about the chumras of Me'ila.
Shkagos.
Oh, in Shkagos. Where is it? So Rambam there talks about the various chumras that Me'ila has that you don't find by other Yisurim. And he has a whole slew of things that are chumra by Me'ila. And the Rambam adds that one of the things that's chomer by Me'ila, you don't find by Shari Surim, is that the Shlichus of Dvar Aveira. That's really more. There the Rambam Taka is saying that Me'ila is unique. Other Surim don't have this. Me'ila is unique that the Shlichus of Dvar Aveira. Yeah. So that's maybe more of a diaclect than Mary. And even that's not the end of the world. The Rambam is talking about Yisurim. Shlichus Yadin and Ta'dal Vehei are not fundamentally Surim. They're Chiyuvei Mammon. I mean, you're even Yisur, it's an Aveira, but it's not. Not a chi of carbon for an isser. Anyway, be that as it may, whether the marit is wrong or right, but the marit said, yeah.
I think what Martin had with three gears in the Rambam, he has levada and then levad she levad is mitzvos there.
Oh yeah.
He quotes it as if it's a three gears in the Rambam.
He says this different gears, or just quoting quotes
that
he quotes
it. He doesn't know that it's three gears, but the way he quotes it, it's a different gears. It's.
Oh yeah, that's how he has it. Is that really a serious Gerson? I mean, where'd Me'ila go? We don't have a Frankel. How can you bring a Frankel? Okay, I'll have to check if that's really a valid Gerson, just the way the Sais remembered it. Anyway, so what does the Marit say? The Marit thought it is a deal. Me'ilu levada. Me'ilu is the only exception. The only case we have shlichus levada. It's not true. We have it. Says the Marid that there's a basic difference between. Of course, there are three cases where you can send a shliach, but there's a big difference. He says there's a fundamental difference. By Me'ilu, the Gzeres HaKosuv of Chetek Mituma says the content of the Gzeres HaKosuv is taka that by Me'ilu you could do an aver l'idei shlichus. because the chiyah meila is a chiyah for the avera being male. Let's say the chiyah meila, the chiyah meila are for the avera being male. So the Torah said that the avera being male, you could do alidei shliach. Says Mashen by tficha and by dalad vehei, by tficha and by shlichas yad. He says what the Torah said over here, dvar pesha called dvar pesha and ma tficha lideacher ma mechil lideacher af tficha lideacher. The Torah is not really saying the shlichas of dvar avera. The Torah is being mechadish that you don't need to be a shliach. You don't need shlichus. You don't need the shluchas shaladim kemoisai. You don't have to be toveich yourself. The ganav doesn't have to be toveich himself in order to have the chiyuv dalad vehei, because the ganav is already a ganav, and the chiyuv dalad, the chiyuv tvichu mechira is for being the shtarish in the gneva, being adding to the gneva. He stole it, now he shechts it, or he sells it, and he processes it more. So it's a shtarish bechet. So without a pasuk, I would have said, then we have to steal yourself in order to have a chiyuv gneva. So you have to be tevech yourself in order to have the chiyuv dalad vehei. Comes along, Torah says, no, it's enough that the ganav, once he's a ganav, it's enough that he instigated that there should be a tvicha. He doesn't have to do it himself. He can be goyim that somebody else should do it, and it also be chayav dalad there. But it doesn't need Torah shlichus. That's good for what it says in Torah that it doesn't. That's good for the chiddush over here that it doesn't need Torah shlichus. The moshul will be a chiddush din that what if the ganav sent a cotton. Or somebody who's not a bashlichos or a guy to shech the behemoth. So according to the Mariot, he would be chayav. Either no they're not bnei shlichos. You don't need shlichos. That's good for the chiddush of the Torah. The Torah is mechadish over here that even though really ain't shlichos v'aravera, the Torah is mechadish. Here you don't need shlichos. Dayenu that he's the cause. The ganav instigated that should be a shtarshus bechet. And the same thing with shlichos yad. He's a shomer. A shomer has a parasha of shlichos yad, which is different than regular din exela. That's a whole discussion all by itself. How is shlichus yad different than regular exela? So shayim say, because by regular exela, if you just picked it up without intent to steal it, just because you wanted to borrow it for a minute and give it back, so you would not become a ganav necessarily. But by shlichus yad, you become a shloyach yad. There's other sfaros in shayim. But upon it, a special parasha of shlichus yad. So the Torah said, so I would have thought, oh, shlichus yad, in order to precipitate shlichus yad, the ganav has to, the shomer has to do it himself. He has to be shaleach yad himself. Comes along the Torah and says, no. If he's a shomer, he has this responsibility for the chayfetz. And the shomer instigated that somebody on his behalf should use the chayfetz, then that's called that he's shaleach yad in his shmir. And he becomes chayiv in oinsin like any shaleach yad. No, it's Bekitsha says in the Marid, the chiddush of tvichu of toveach al yidei acher and of shlichas yad al yidei acher is not that they're the shlichus of the varavera. The chiddush is that they don't need shlichus. So he says, oh, that's such near for the Rambam's taka, right? Then in kol ha'tera kula ein shlichus of varavera el abim ilu levada. The only case where you really have shlichus for an avera, is by meila. Tvicha and shlichas yad, strictly speaking, are not shlichas l'dvar aveira. The chiddush that they have is that you don't need shlichas. That's the Marit. Adkan the Marit. Says the Ksois, that if feed the Marit, we could answer the steer in the Rambam. Derech Meruvach. In by Me'ila, you really need shlichas because you have to do the aveira yourself in order to have shlichas. In order to be male, you have to do the avera of meal. You have to be yourself male be'ektish. You have no extra status. You have no special status. You're not a shomer. You're not a ganav. You're a guy who's off the street who wants to be male in hektish. So you just tell somebody you need a parasha shlichas that it should be called that you are male. So we have a chiddush shlichas the avera. Ordinarily, ain't shlichas the avera. Here the Torah is mechadish by me'ilo levado that you could be a shlichas the avera. But if there's another, if there was also the shlichus also included to eat basar oila, so there's another avera involved. That other avera destroys the shlichus. And once the shlichus is destroyed, then the shlichus is destroyed and finished. And now you can't. Now you're not chayav for me'il either. Mashenke by tvicha the chiddush of tvicha lidei acher is not that the shlichus l'dvar avera. The chiddush of tvicha lidei acher is you don't need shlichus to be chayav for tvicha. You told somebody to do it and he did it at your behest. So you're chayiv dalad vehei. You don't need the time. You don't need the parsha of shlichus. But if you don't need the parsha of shlichus, you don't need the parsha of shlichus, then who cares if it's a misa'ar of an iser acher? So you told him to do it on Shabbos. And taka ein shlichus dvar vehei, and the shlichus is bottled. So what if the shlichus is bottled? The shlichus would never got started anyway. The shlichus of dvar vehei, even tfichus is shlichus of dvar vehei. The chiddush of tficha is that you don't have to be a shlich to be chayiv for tveich alidei acher. You don't need shlichus to be chayiv for tveich alidei acher. So mali if you added an iser Shabbos into the mix. So in the chramish, the shlichus is bottled. The shlichus is bottled anyway. But the Torah said that you chayiv for tveich alidei acher even without shlichus. That's how the Tzoyis uses the Maria to answer the steer in the Ram. It's a tremendous chidushin. And the Tzoyis is of Adaveri, if the Marit is right, then the Tzoyis is right. That's for sure. I mean, the Tzoyis Mamish follows ineluctably from the Marit. Shaz, if the Marit is right. It's a Marit, the Chiddush. And a lot of kashas on the Marit. The Pasha, the Kash, the Marit, what's this? What the Yes, the Marit? Very good. The Lashon Gemara of Kamat Haki is that I even on Kolat Herkula and Shlichus L'Rav Eira, but by Tvicha there's by Tvicha and Shlichus Yad, I think also there's Shlichus L'Rav Eira. The Pashut Shad Gemara is that there's the Shlichus L'Rav Eira, right? Passing that Gemara is not like the Marit. What else is fair in the Marit? Right. This is where the Marit himself asks. The Gemara says why did we learn out from one of these Pesukim to Kolat Herkula that there's Shlichus L'Rav Eira? The Gemara says no, it's Shlichus Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echot. The whole idea of Shloshim Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echod is that the redundancy is an indication that we can't learn out from here. So what do you mean Shloshim Ksuvim? You know, it's why do I have to say it so many times? Because I said it once that I learned everything else from there. So according to the Marit, why is it Shloshim Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echod? They're very different. Me'il is a chiddush that the shlichus of the Arveira, and tficha and tficha and shlichus yad is a different chiddush entirely that you don't need shlichus. So has the shlichus ksuvim avayim ke'echod? How could they? They're telling the different psukim are telling me different things. So the Marit and the Tzoyis, this already they themselves address, and basically they say is that of course they're saying different things. But if the Torah would have only said me'ilah, then I would have learned that from there to kol ha'Torah kula that the shlichus d'var avera. And once there would be mamash shlichus d'var avera, then there would be shlichus d'var avera. Then I wouldn't need the Torah to tell me that you don't need shlichus to be tveich alei, to be chay for tvicho, or you don't need shlichus because you know to be chay for you know, even kol ha'Torah kula shlichus dvar avera. So that's it. We can all go home. The shlichus dvar avera and kol ha'Torah kula. I don't need this extra chiddush that you can be tveich alei de'acher because tvicho doesn't need shlichus. The shlichus dvar avera anyway. What? Yeah, so right, it's not so poshut because it's not, there's an afkamina for Shabbos. What if you did it on Shabbos? If it's al shlichus d'var avera, no, but if in kol ha'Torah kula be shlichus d'var avera, then even on Shabbos will be shlichus d'var avera. No, it's the Gemara, why don't we learn out, the whole Gemara is, shlichus d'var avera, let's learn out the kol ha'Torah kula. So we say, no, you can't learn out from kol ha'Torah kula because if we're going to learn out from kol ha'Torah kula, the Torah should have just said it by me'il and stop there. The fact that the Torah had to say special that you could do tficha l'idei acher, and the Torah had to say special that you could be shaleich yad l'idei acher, is an indication that we're not supposed to learn out from me'ilah to kol ha'Torah kula. So the Marit says, yeah, that's not true. If we would learn out from me'ilah to kol ha'Torah kula, that there's shliach l'dvar avera, then there would be shliach l'dvar avera literally in all averas in the world, and we wouldn't need the special din that tficha doesn't need shlichus, because there would be shliach l'dvar avera anyway. And the Tzoyis says, what do you mean? We would need the special din to tell me if you do it al-yay cotton. The Tzoyis is in the falcon on that. But I could that's certainly the push of Shatan, the Tzoyis is in the Bunk Echot, and the Gemara Babakama is certainly not like the Marit. The passage in all those Gemaras is that you need Shlichus these are all cases of Shlichus that are there. There's also Kasha in the Marit from Agamar. This is already a little Tulum, the Shakasha, but maybe somebody could see it. From Agamar, the word that we read, the Chared is a kasha on the Marit.
Gemara says shliach shouldn't make you chayv. You would have been chayv yourself. That's a din of shlichus.
Right. The Gemara asked, how could it be that if you send the ganav to shecht, if you send the ganav and he shechts on Shabbos, so you chayv dalav hay? If you would shecht on Shabbos, you wouldn't have dalav hay because the bikimli the rabbinate. So mikamidi, if you would shecht on Shabbos, it would be not chayiv dalad vehei because there would be kimli drabine, and now that you did aliyah shliach, how could that be better that there's you're going to be chayiv dalad vehei? Pashu Shad and Gemara is, the Gemara is asking me the idea that you can't have a shliach to do something you don't have to do yourself. You know, shluchas on kimaisi. What you can't do, you can't make a shli, you can't give over to a shliach. According to the Marid, we're not talking shlichas. It's not a din shlichas over here. Shlichas doesn't need shlichas. It's not my halacha that if I, you know, I don't have to be tereach myself, I can set the ball in motion, that there'll be a tficha. So there's no rule that what I can't do myself, I can't do while you're setting the ball in motion. No, what I can't do myself, sometimes I can do the tool. It's not a din of shlichas. It's not my halacha that, you know, that I don't have to be tereach myself. I can cause the tficha to happen. Yeah, so what's so terrible? What's hard to understand? If I would shecht myself, then it would be a chil Shabbos. But if I just set the ball in motion, then it's not a chil Shabbos. No kili rabbinic. Like, what's the Gemara's problem in the first place? It's mashman the Gemara very much that we're talking here shlichus. So therefore, the Gemara was bothered. You couldn't be tereach on Shabbos and vichayat dalad vehi, because for you it would be that's something you can't do. So how could you give that over to a shlich? How can you give over to a shlich something that you can't how can you be chayiv le shlich something that you yourself couldn't do? And the Gemara answers, no, you yourself also would be. So the Gemara answers, no, you yourself really are also chayiv if you shecht on Shabbos. It's just that kimli d'rabbinei gets the shakav tayin in the Gemara. The whole shakav tayin in the Gemara implies that we're talking here about shlichus, and therefore the Gemara is grappling with how can you have, you know, how could it be that if I would shecht on Shabbos, it would kimli d'rabbinei, and yet I'm chayiv al yedei shlich. And the Gemara says it's not a problem. The Gemara itself only makes sense if you understand, not like the Marid, but rather like the pashtus, that these are all three cases of shlichus d'varveir. And about that's the pashtus, not like the merit. But if that's the case, then we're back to the steer in the Rama. Time to I think I'll be in a Minsk, I'll leave for tomorrow, but let me just want to speak something out first. What's the issue? Putting aside the fact that there's a steer in the Rambam, what does the issue itself depend on? What's the issue here? What does it hinge? This question of when there's another iser involved in the shlichus, do I still say that the shlichus is dvar meir? So how would we be matched with the two stodim? We have a steer in the Rambam. On the one hand, we have the Rambam Hilchos Me'ila that says yes, my Me'ila the shlichus is dvar meir, but not if he sent him to do another aveir too. Then already there's no shlichus d'var there. And on the other hand, we have the tur b'shem the Rambam the perishim mishnayis, that you send somebody to veyach on Shabbos, so you send him to do tficha, but I have shlichus d'var there. But you also send him to mal Shabbos. That's okay. You chayiv dalad vehei. The shlichus for the tficha is still goes through. B'pshutoi. So again, without trying to reconcile the two, the steer in the Rambam, so we had him. But what's the issue with Pshuta?
I like the Rambam
about
Kol Chamer.
Okay, I'm saying fancy things. Maybe this is a remark to say that, but I thought the even Pshut. What's the most Pshut? No, let me start the other way around. Yeah.
I think this.
There's a major shail in Rishonim and Achronim, and there was at one point in history the whole rabbinic world was roiling. Is that the word roiling over this shail? When you have a shlichus d'var aveira, or we say ein shlich d'var aveira, we have a rule. Kol ha'tera kula ein shlich d'var aveira. So does that mean the shlichus is bottle? Or does it mean no? The shlichus goes through, but the shaliach doesn't get the aveira. L'moshul, a kohen sends a shliach to be mekadosh gush. So we know the Gemara says ain shliach l'dvar aveir. If it was another kohen, the shliach would be Yisrael, it's Shaila, and that's the machlokes in the Gemara. But that's a simple case. a kohen sent another kohen to be mekadosh gusha. Says the Gemara, ein shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore the mishalech, the kohen, is not loikel. Let's say he doesn't get malchus, doesn't have the avera. Is the kiddushin teifus? It's a suffix in Tosfos in Bamitzia Daf Yud Amud Beis. Two stories in Tosfos over there. The Achayim wanted to say maybe it's not really two stories in Tosfos. They wanted to rewrite that Tosfos, but in Tosfos the later Achayim point out that in Tosfos Arosh and in Tosfos Shantz over there in Bamitzia they say the same as Tosfos, and it's very explicit and there's no getting out of it. It's very clear that it's a suffix in Tosfos. Two sodom tesis. There's one side of tesis that shlichus dar ein shlichus dar very means the meshaleach that the whole shlichus falls apart. There's no shlichus. He sends a kohen, sends a kohen to mekadosh gusha. There's no shlichus. But there's another side in rishonim that ein shlichus dar very means the meshaleach is not chayav. The kohen who sent him does not get malchus. But the kiddushin is chal. When did this? This was a big tumult in Gedolei HaPoskim at the time of the Rebbe Yehuda. There was a whole story there. There was a fellow who wanted to marry his wife, and she didn't want to take a get. She was a niece of the Rebbe Yehuda lady, and so he sent the shliach, and the shliach forced a get on her. Now, to force a get on a woman is a chayim der ben gesh, but the get is chal. So the chayre was a good get. The guy would be in chayre, but the get would be valid. But the Nedev Yehuda argued that since it's a shliach l'dar avera, because to be over chayre der megenesh is a chayre der megenesh is an avera, so a shliach l'dar avera, the shliach is a bottle. And therefore he said the get's no good. And other gedolei rabban, and he brought down the Tosfos Bamitzia, and he said maybe that's not the shat, and maybe the halacha, and anyway, it certainly is, anyway, Bekitzer was. And other Gedolei Rabbanim said, "No, that's a poshut. It's a suffix and tesis, and if that's a poshut, maybe they get ischa." So anyway, the whole rabbinic world at one point there was tumbling about this. Apparently, everybody there was well connected, and it was a whole tumult. And this is the famous rabbinic. You read any one of these books about famous rabbinic controversies. So this was the Bavasher of the Mashiach, and Rabbeinu said Eibshitz was Rabbeinu said Eibshitz is Sabbath Sabbatian, and by Shlichus Darver is the Shlichus Bottle. All the rabbanim were very involved with this thing. It was a big tumult. So anyway, the pshutai, that's the shaila over here in the Nistir in the Rama. Al zeh adonim. He sent the shliach to be teveach, or he sent the shliach to be mail. So as far as that goes, the shliach is v'arvera, and if you send the shliach to be mail, it's called that you were mail, and you send the shliach to be teveach, it's called that you were teveach, because the shliach is, for those cases, the shliach is v'arvera. But on top of that, you also sent the shliach to mechal Shabbos. We also sent the shliach to be oichel basa oila. That's already another avera for which there is no shlichus l'dvar avera. So if you say that the shlichus is bottle when you send the shliach l'dvar avera, so divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishayim, and it's mevatel the shlichus. So the shlichus is bottle, and once the shlichus is bottle, it's bottle for everything. If on the other and therefore, and that's the Rambam, that's the chavad Rambam Hilchos Me'ilah saying. If it's Messiah, Bima Yisra Acher, so yeah, I said the Shliach, the Shliach for Me'ilu, you can have Shlichus. But you also sent him as a Shliach to be Oichel Basar Oilu, and for that everybody ain't Shliach Lidvar Avera, and when you send the Shliach to do an Avera, the Shliach is a bottle. So if it's bottle, it's a bottle, and he's not a Shliach. On the other hand, if you say the other side, that if I send the Shliach to Mekadosh Yigusha, Kain sends the Shliach to Mekadosh Yigusha, so he doesn't get the Avera, but the Shlichus is valid, so then, let's say, you send the Shliach to be Teveach. On top of that, you also sent him to be Michal Shabbos. So fine, so the Mishalech doesn't get the Aver of Chil Shabbos, but that has nothing to do with the Shlichus. The Shlichus is still valid, and as far as Tfich is concerned, you can get even the Aver of Dalet Veh, you can get the Chi of Dalet Veh. So, Bipshutoi, we'll see, maybe there's room to, but certainly as a point of departure, the Pashta certainly is, that this issue, that the issue of whether of Isra Achem Urboi hinges on the issue of whether the shlichus is bottle, which would mean that another way to state the steer in the Rambam, another way to state the steer in the Rambam is that the Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva is mashma that by shlichus advar veira the shlichus is not bottle, the way the Torah quotes the Rambam, and on the other hand the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah is mashma that when you have a shlichus advar veira it's mevatel the shlichus.
Stronger than just saying not stronger than Rabbi Yehuda, but it is stronger than just saying that Spotov was.
Is Dapov, Ramin Hilchus, Ramin Hilchus, Meilur Hilchus Gneva? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before there's an additional tradition of Ramin Hilchus Meilur that even the Shlichus, that the Shlichus for a different Israel will affect the Shlichus. A Shlichus for one Israel will affect, in fact, there's no Shlichus for one Israel will affect the Yishlichus for another Israel. The fact that the action of defined by like, the sum of those two Shlichus is
You're right. It could be the Zemokha Machalaf, by the case of the Kiddushin. So this will be Yunaya maybe more going forward, but it could be that there's a Mokum L'chalak, that by the case of the Neid Yehuda, the case of Tyson Bavitzia, where Kain sent the Shliach to Mekadosh. Right, in the case of Tosis, in the suffix of Tosis by Kiddushin, the Chalois HaKiddushin and the Avera are mamish one, two sides of the same coin. The Avera is the Kiddushin. So there it's easier to, whereas in the case of the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ilah, it's two separate Averas. There's one Avera of Me'ilah, there's another Avera of Eichel Basar, of Eichel Basar Oilah. You know, so maybe there's a Malkum L'chalak, that even if you say that the Kiddushin is bottle, that's only over there where if the Kiddushin is not bottle, Lakorch, you have the Avera. You can't say the Kiddushin is Chalak, you don't have the Avera. The Kiddushin is the Avera. Masha'enkin, in the case of the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ilah, where you have a Shliach to be Moil, but it happens to be Basar Oilah. So maybe there is a makom to say that that's already separate. The two shlichusim are two different shlichusim. There's one shlichus for the aver of Meila, and there's another shlichus for the aver of Oichel Basar Ayla. And maybe there it's easier to say that just because the shlichus for one is batal, the shlichus for the other one is not batal. Yeah, you're right. There's a makom l'chalak mitzvah Shem. Going forward, maybe we'll try to leverage that. But about the point of departure, I said at least the point of departure is that it hinges on this issue of bitul shlichus. Okay, so we're not finished with this topic. But just the going forward, the strategy. What I want to do tomorrow is, first of all, I want to speak out Ravina Minsker, the Yonis Eilim. The Yonis Eilim was from the Yonis Eilim was from the Mir Chevra, in the Mir, in pre-war Europe, in the Mir. Ravina Minsker was from the big the Arayish of the Chabur, the Talmud of Biskirov, and he was nifty young. I don't think he was killed in the war, but I think he was nifty young. So he wrote a little kuntres Yonis Eilim. But that in yeshiva world, that's very, it's a big sefer. The sefer has somehow a bigger, for a little sefer, it has a big reputation. So, maybe because they all remembered him, but anyway, it's often quoted. So, I want to speak out the end of Salem because he had interesting things. And then I want to say maybe a little bit, maybe another mahalach, how to answer the steer in the Rambam. And then a little bit I want to talk, even though it's not mamash arinyan, but we're here already. I want to talk exactly what is the Isra of Basa Ola, this extra Isra Basa of Eichel Basa Ola that the Rambam is talking about. It's very not poshut, because I'll just tell you now, just to know what it's going to be all about. If you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Perikid Aleph and Maisa Kabanas, the Rambam says the lav of Eichel Basa Ola is Leisucha Lechel B'Sharecha Nidarecha Shetidor. And the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Me'ila, and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Kuf Mem Vav, says that's the Ashara for Me'ilah. The Ashara of Eichel Basar Oila is the Ashara for Me'ilah. The Lashon Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, I mean, not verbatim, is that there's an Isser to eat Basar Oila. Shanema, Lesucha Lechel, Sharecha, dot, the Underecha Shantigar, Mepi Ashmul Lomdu, that it's referring to Eichel Basar Oila. And this is the Ashara for Me'ilah, because from there we extrapolate that any nene from something which is Lashem, like an Oila, that you have an Isra of Me'ilah, and therefore and if you do it you're Meshay b'meiz if you like it, and Meshay you chayv a carbon Me'ilah, and so on and so forth. So Pashtus in the Rambam, the Isra of Eichel Basar Oila is the same lav as the Isra of Me'ilah. So what does the Rambam mean that if you send somebody to be Moel, but on top of that it happened to be Basar Oila, so since it was Nisar of Yisr Acher, so all of a sudden you have Shlichus Advar Aver. What is Yisr Acher? Eichel Basar Oila is the Lav of Me'ilah. So that's very obscure. So I don't know that we're going to really solve the problem totally, but I want to talk about it because I think it's interesting. No other reason. Okay, and we're here, we're in this Rambam, so we might as well talk about it.